I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Means, hey, man! It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man,
happy Friday. We would be at the Tour Championship today, but as we told you throughout the course of the show yesterday, chance of rain, they moved those tee times up. We're going to get you caught up on the leaderboard, but we are not there as we would have been today. And that is the reason, because of the weather threat, even though as Mike and I came in today, we're like, it doesn't even look like anything's happening. So that's the situation, man, and that's why we're in studio. But we do have a lot to chop up with you guys. 404-726-0929. And we were talking about the golf. I want to start there. We'll get to the final preseason game of the Falcons here in just a minute. But it's funny because yesterday, as we were talking about who else has a chance to win this tournament, I was saying to Mike, Fleetwood. And he was like, he doesn't finish. And Fleetwood had a really good day today. Scotty is still on the course as we speak. But, Mike, he is in control of this right now.
Yeah, Tommy Fleetwood, man, shoots a 63 after yesterday's 64, so 13 under in the clubhouse. Scottie Scheffler's been grinding today, as you said to me off the air, struggling with his putter. But Cameron Young at 11 under, and the Georgia Bulldog, it's kind of a mixed bag for some of the dogs today as well with the putter. Rory at 7 under. I'm looking here. Russell Henley is at 11 under, so just two strokes back. But, yeah, for those who don't know, Tommy Fleetwood's the guy with the great hair and the beard from the UK who just, you know, he's like Goose in Top Gun. You know, you just know something bad is going to happen at some point. And it'd be great because if he does stay clutch for another two rounds, $10 million payday.
And if you're rooting for anybody, this would be a guy that's been very close. He's been so close.
Look, I got no skin in this game. I mean, Tommy Fleetwood, I've always had him in those Calcuttas that I play because he's always good for a top 10, but you just know he's never going to bring home the bacon. So if you're looking for a sympathetic figure, because even as Becky, my wife goes, he's got such sad eyes. He does.
Puppy eyes.
I would go with, Tommy Fleetwood, if I got no skin in the game, I'm pulling for the guy on Sunday.
Yeah, look, I just know he had been playing well coming into this tournament, and there are a lot of people saying he's close, man. He's this close. And then he plays well 2 days in a row and now finds himself atop the leaderboard. We'll see how things shake out. Tomorrow should be interesting, and obviously the final round. Just give me drama. That's what I'm looking for. I hope it's all tied up, four or five guys at the top, Mike, and somebody's got to, you know, finish this thing and show that they are that man. And maybe it's Scottie Scheffler again, because he's been on fire. As we move through the day, guys, we'll get you caught up and keep you updated on what's going on as they are about to finish up, to be honest with you, here in the next 30 or 40 minutes or so out there at East Lake. Mike, final preseason game tonight. Starters, not really. We know this against Dallas, and you'll listen to it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game tonight, starting at 8, a pregame actually at 6 when Mike and I get done. But this is really about getting to the 53-man roster, the practice squad, and then shoring up whatever question marks you have with some of these positions. Like, for example, does Elijah Wilkinson play tonight? I think he has to.
Yeah, I mean, you want to see him feel some confidence at the right time. The problem is it's not going to be the guy he's going to be playing with come Sunday week one. That's obviously going to be Chris Lindstrom to his left on the right side of the line. But, yeah, I think he's got to maybe show that he can continue to, I guess, evolve. As after yesterday's show where we kind of played good versus evil, positive versus negative, you know, I'd love to know what the plan is. First things first, we have to confirm that we're going to lose and hopefully not lose Caleb McGarry. We don't know. D-Led yesterday thinks the info is going to drop tonight after the press conference with Coach Ra. But you got to have a plan, because if you don't see it from Wilkinson, for instance, tonight, and if they're looking for it, right, from the front office, then you got to go shopping, right?
You do. And look, for just the sake of where we're at right now, he is your most experienced backup. He gives you the best opportunity to move into week one, maybe week two, depending on this McGarry news, and you feel comfortable. I'm not telling you it's the best option, because there may be another option out there. But on your team right now, he's got more experience than Jack Nelson, the kid we drafted in the 7th round out of Wisconsin. I think he's better than the other two tackles we have currently on the roster, Mike, and Brandon Parker and Jordan Williams, which are other guys that are here and have been playing. You guys probably didn't even recognize these guys because you didn't know who to look for. The point is, Wilkinson, Mike, with all that playing time and 45 starts, I think is their best option. I'm not saying he's the best player, because, again, you could go get somebody else that may have, you know, fit this offense better, or may even have more experience than Elijah Wilkinson. But that is a wait and see until cut day, which is, by the way, 4 o'clock Tuesday.
Yep, and that's going to be interesting, because we've got more depth, as we said, on the defensive side. The depth we don't have is where we need it right now, and that would be in the positions you just talked about. Curious to see how the secondary battle plays out, how they're going to, you know, are they going to cut loose on a guy like D. Alford? Are they still confident in his skills? You know, what's going to happen to, you know, some of the wide receivers, knowing that, you know, maybe we don't have Darnell Mooney ready to go in week one? Is that buy some more time? Does Chris Blair make the starting roster? You know, or is it going to be, you know, we've talked about Casey Washington, who really kind of showed out at times in camp and in the games. So we will look at the roster. I know tonight it's just not compelling. It is what the NFL is. D-Led kind of took a shot, if you will, at the Falcons by saying, with Flacco out there starting tonight for the Browns, only 9 teams haven't had their starting quarterback, their perceived starting quarterback in preseason.
Yeah, look, I figured that D would do this.
I'm a rabble rouser, but I'm stirring it up, Carl.
I know he is, but I will say this. Where are you at right now? Do you want to see Penix at this point?
No,
or are you over?
No, because you got to put the starting offensive line out there. And as we just said, we don't have a right tackle you're feeling warm and fuzzy about just yet, aside from what Wilkinson may or may not do tonight. So, no, the die was cast once you had these injuries.
I agree. And after week one, when he didn't play any snaps, I had no confidence that Rod was going to put him out there in week two. And he's been upfront and honest with us about that, by the way. As soon as practice started, the week one of the preseason, he's like, look, guy's not playing. He told us. The Cousins things was kind of up in the air at that point, but he was like, maybe we'll talk to Kirk. Didn't happen. Week two, it didn't happen. There's no way in hell he's playing tonight.
Right.
So we already know where this is going, and I get what D is saying. It has been frustrating over these last 4 weeks, Mike, to see teams talk about their quarterbacks and actually play their quarterbacks. Teams that have a quarterback competition. Look, I don't think the Saints are going to be any good. I told you guys that way back when. But they do have a competition that's going on. And if Spencer Rattler is going to be their starter, they got to figure that out. So both guys ultimately are going to play. But we're not in that position. This is not a competition. We're just trying to get to the regular season healthy. That is the key for us.
Right. But again, we don't know exactly what's up with Darnell Mooney. We've had to kind of, you know, look for, you know, I guess read between the lines, look for statements like Michael Penix a couple of weeks back where he said he thinks he'll be fine with his recovery. What do you mean recovery? As in there was a surgery to recover from? Or just an injury you're dealing with? For those who don't remember, like the first day they're in pads, Mooney falls right in front of us going for a contested football. Wham! Lands funny. Turns out to be an upper body issue. It turns out to be a shoulder. But look, Mooney is still WR2, as I said yesterday. I don't think that's anything to sneeze at, you know, as you're trying to build that chemistry. Unfortunately, for Penix Jr., to get more juice with him, didn't really happen. We saw the chemistry with Drake. It looks great. We saw it with Ray Ray to a degree, and with Casey.
What are you expecting tonight? I'm not expecting a whole lot, just plain and simple. And look, Lenny's going to kick tonight from what we're hearing. And, you know, obviously, Koo's going to get a night off. He kicked in that second game. Fine. But some of these things that we need to figure out, no Jalen, no JPJ, that's James Pierce Jr., that's fine. Like, I'm perfectly okay with what I've seen from James Pierce. The Jalen Walker conversation, we've had it. You know where I stand on that, Mike. I need to see more, but that's not going to happen in this preseason game.
Right.
So there's no reason for me to get in a tizzy. I need to wait and see to week one, and then we can evaluate whether he, you know, all this stuff matters or if it doesn't. And as I said, Mike, here's where I'm at. If he shows up week one, then all of this other stuff about him missing time did not matter.
No, we can look. We just told you what we saw and what we didn't see. And we didn't see Jalen Walker out there very much because he was dealing with nagging injuries. You know, a hamstring sort of became a groin, as Carl says. Doesn't mean he's not going to be great. We already had guys, we're begging on Walker. No, I'm just telling you. Just can't tell you about Jalen Walker because I hadn't seen him out there with the first team very much. You know, other than maybe some walkthroughs. But that, to Carl's point, doesn't mean he's resting, he's getting treatment, and he'll be good to go. You know, so I'm excited about seeing what he can be. Divine Diablo, we didn't know much about him. If you're a big Raiders fan, maybe you knew. He looks pretty good. Ebba Cady seems like he's taking advantage of having some better talent around him to maybe draw some pressure away. We know that Leonard Floyd is an OG. We had that interview with him. Leonard Floyd looks just like you'd expect Leonard Floyd to be. He's ready to rock.
He is ready. Are you ready? 404-726-0929. I tell you what I'm ready for. I'm ready for the regular season. But we got to wait. And what's interesting is over the next week or so with our injury situation, the Falcons have to be active, Mike. I don't think they can sit back. If they do, guys, they're telling us they have full confidence in Elijah Wilkinson. If they don't do Jack, that's what they're sitting there telling us. And hopefully that means, Mike, that this injury is not going to last all season long. But we don't even know that yet. So this is kind of a wait and see, and then see where the team goes with a potential move or two.
Right. I don't think a guy who's kind of a journeyman like Brandon Parker, who was a third-round pick at NCAA back in the day, he's 29. I mean, size-wise, we've talked about it. He looks like a mountain of a man. I mean, 6'8", he goes over 320, but he just gets pushed around too much for a guy that size. So the technique, this is something, if you missed the conversation yesterday, we spoke with an elite offensive lineman. We'll play some audio from that interview yesterday from Willie Anderson.
He was really good.
Who's really gave you the, you know, because again, it sounds simple, right? Well, you play the left side, don't play the right side. Well, the footwork is different. Your lead foot, how you get, you know, pressure, how you have to anticipate the edge rusher coming at you. Sounds easy. Not easy. But Brandon Parker, if he was that good with that size, he'd already be established. So that's a guy. If you want to watch tonight, he's number 75. Maybe he shows out a little bit and earns a little confidence from this team. But he's not going to be starting anytime soon.
No. And look, to your point, like he's in the league, Mike, because of his size. Like, you can't teach that, right? But you can have a guy around that's a big space taker, and you say, okay, well, let me see what this guy can do. We'll talk plenty about tonight's matchup. Again, Cowboys, Falcons, 8 o'clock, 6 o'clock. The pregame show starts here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and you'll get all the input as we count down to the regular season. But bottom line, and even tonight, Easton Stick, guys, that's who your starter's going to be. He's going to play a majority of the game. And, you know, for him, I see him as the third quarterback. That's where Easton Stick is. So he's going to get a majority of the snaps tonight.
Well, I mean, you want to see him continue to look pretty good. I mean, he's had some good and some bad and some ugly. But I thought more good than bad, I should say. And, you know, there's times where, again, he's with the second-team offense. So sometimes the pocket isn't pristine. They really struggled in that first half against the Titans. We talked about that. But this is a guy that has been a starter in the NFL. He was playing with the Chargers. Chargers did not have a lot of talent at the skill position. They had to address that in the offseason. But this is a guy that did back up Justin Herbert, so he does have that experience. So if you do find a trade partner, if there's another big injury, which, you know, nowadays, I mean, I'd say I give even money that a quarterback goes down between now and the trade deadline. So if Kirk Cousins goes, I don't think you store this guy on the practice squad because someone can grab him, Carl. I think you just have three quarterbacks on the roster.
I'm with you. That's kind of where I would be. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell on a Friday. Having a lot of fun, and certainly we got a lot more to get to. We'll tell you the latest on the Tour Championship as it continues today. This is where we were supposed to be. And again, because of the threat of weather, plans change, so we're back in studio today.
And it sucks. I mean, I got to be honest with you. Nothing against, you know, seeing Orrin face-to-face. What's up, Poe? And it just, you know, yesterday was great. And today, Friday, it's off the chain. I mean, it's just fun and shenanigans. So we pivot because obviously, you know, it's not fun to get, you know, hit by lightning. So they are expecting the funky showers, although I'm waiting to see this funky weather materialize, my man.
Well, yesterday on the way home, I will tell you, I got hit. I don't know if you guys did with that rain. And I was like, maybe I should pull over. And I never think that. I'm like, I can't see. My wipers are going, wink, 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 wink. I'm like, maybe I should pull over. And then literally everybody's going 10 miles per hour. And then flash flooding the streets. Right? Or I'm going, oh, I might get stuck. Luckily, I made my way out of that, but it was bad yesterday.
Yeah, I apologize.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Jazz to some of the folks, because if you know that area, which again, it's just amazing how that zip code has just popped and everybody has bought in. You've got a lot of folks who park on both sides of the street, and it's a two-way street, and it's a really tight squeeze. I came up on an intersection trying to get over to Memorial and then get over on I-20, which was a blank show. But anyway, Carl, to your point, standing water, and I see a pickup truck with a lift kit. I'm like, oh, hell no. So I had to do like an 18-point turn with the guys behind me. And what is this idiot doing? Because I was in the vet, so they didn't make it. So I literally apologized, took about a minute to make that move, and it took me forever to find some streets. You're right. That flooding was insane.
It really was.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.